Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Okay, I can tell the story. We were with the team in France, somewhere in Alps. We played hockey. It was team trip, you know, before the season, sometimes beginning of August, I still remember, maybe middle of August. We played like 5-7 exhibition games over there, you know, did some shopping, came back to the Czech Republic. So anyway, we are in the newsstand, and Frankie, because he knew English, he found a magazine, Hockey News. And I was looking at a different magazine. We'll not talk about what kind of magazine. Anyway, and Frankie all of a sudden like, damn, I was drafted. I said, I had my magazine. Okay. Like, with big eyes. So anyway, after like 2 minutes, damn, you were drafted too. And I did. Okay. I didn't even pay attention. So that's how I found out at a newsstand in France, in somewhere in Alps. Don't remember the name of the city, that I was drafted.
Dominik Hasek, always the goalie, presented by Dave and Adams. It premieres here on MSG and our Sabres digital channels at 7 p.m. on Sunday. The producer and director of this incredible feature-length documentary is Michelle Girardi-Zumwalt. Sorry about the open doors here at the arena. It's a little chilly,
but door policy here.
We're going to really enjoy what's happening. Is this like, how do you describe the imminent release of this documentary?
I'm excited. Yes. It'll be relief, though. I'm going to watch it tonight at the premiere and probably Sunday, and then maybe never again, because I'll start seeing things that I wish that we could have done, and we should have done that, and that's not quite right. So, you know, it's really exciting. I started last week, I think, getting like the director, the producer jitters of like, okay, this is really cool. I can't wait for people to start seeing this.
When did you guys first start this project? When was the, okay, day one, it's today?
Yeah, 18 months ago.
Wow.
So when we found out we were going to Czechia to open our season in Prague, you know, last season, I guess, we were talking about, well, we're going to Czech Republic, you know, what else can we do while we're there? And Dominik Hasek happens to be from there. So what can we do with him? And that was sort of like the genesis of the idea. And we talked about, you know, going back to his hometown with him, which is, you know, the first half of the documentary, and seeing where he's from and kind of where the greatest goaltender in the world came from.
Wow. So how many times have you been over to Czechia in from between that time and now? Have you gone back to do more or?
Just the two times. So August. The NHL does their European media tour every summer, and we were sending two players to that because it was in Prague that year and we were opening in Prague. So we went the one time in August, and that's when we went to Pardubice. We spent one day with Dom, and then the next morning did his interview, and that was it. So we did all of that in basically like an 8-hour period, met his teachers, his parents, his old teammates and coaches. And Frankie Musil, who's one of our scouts at the Sabres, is Dom's childhood best friend and met us there. So it was very cool. But then we went back, obviously, with the team, and that was when we did Frankie's sit-down interview, and we went to the Czech Hockey Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
How many... I would say like mugs of beers were consumed throughout all of that, because every time like Al Kodalik, you got to come to Prague, Czech beer is the best. I'm sure there was a little consumption along the way.
Okay, except we were with Victor Motter, our fan of the year last year. Hi, shout out Victor, who helped us a lot with translations on this film. So thank you, sir. I can't keep up with him at all.
Nonstop.
He was like 10-1 on me with the beers. So I just gave up at that point.
Victor actually messaged me on X saying that when we had the Beer Saber on this year, the first time, he goes, you need one on set. I'm like, I can't drink on set. He goes, just tell him it's NA, but just keep drinking. He goes, that's what I do.
Yeah. I promised him Victor. A Beer Saber for his work on the film. So that's coming, Victor. I promise.
You've been involved in many of these types of documentary films over the course of your career. You go in with an idea, a few ideas, a thought of how it's likely to go. You never quite know all of the best ways to hook you at the start and these peaks in the middle and then dramatic endings or things of that nature. What changed for you in this process of what is about to be presented to everybody on Sunday? Like what you sit here now and you go, I never saw it going this way.
Yeah. So like I said, we went to his hometown. So I thought, this is just going to be a story about where Dom is from. I'm like, you know, everyone kind of knows about his NHL career. I don't know if it's been in a documentary, but there's articles and right. you know, there's highlights all over the place. Everybody's seen that. So I was like, we're just really going to focus on that and maybe how he broke into the NHL. And then you start watching old highlights and hearing RJ calls, and you're like, well, we can't stop here. Mm-hmm. We got to keep going. And so I was like, you know, I'm not even going to ask him about no goal or the 99 cup run when I interviewed him in Czech Republic. We've asked him that previously because I was like, we're not really going to go there. Yeah. And then, of course, you're like, well, how do you tell the story without mentioning that? And how do you not mention at least that he has two Stanley Cups? And then, you know, where does it end? Well, he came back and won another cup in Puerto Vichy. So it ended up being, I wouldn't say it's a story about his NHL career. It's probably not the most robust, you know, story about that or a history mm-hmm. of that, but it's a history kind of his entire life from how he started as a goalie and where he ended as a goalie.
And does that make you the most proud, like being able to have teachers and parents and close friends that were willing to do this? Because, and I use that word because it doesn't matter if we're in a world of translations and subtitles and things, some people just aren't comfortable in doing stuff like this. And I think that's what really stood out for me was the willingness and the genuine happiness that you saw from people wanting to say things and tell things about Dom.
For sure. And when he kept mentioning, you know, we had one phone call with him before we went. So I didn't really know what we were in for on that day. And he said, we'll meet some of my old teachers. And I thought, coaches, teammates, yes, makes sense to me. I'm like, teachers, interesting. Like, I wonder why. And I didn't realize at the time that Dom had studied history and he was actually a history teacher. And like when he, you know, decided not to come to the NHL after he was drafted, you know, because of, you know, communism and all the issues there. Mm-hmm. He, you know, went to school to study history and was teaching and everything. So it's, you learn all that and you learn about how those teachers influenced him. And I was like, that's really cool. Like,
I agree. I thought it was amazing.
Well, people will learn something different about Dom that they never knew about him. And that's the storytelling part. That's great. Now, people that don't know you, okay, and they're like, oh, okay, well, this is a great documentary and it'll be fun to watch, but you've been involved in many of those before, like, you know, like when you came over and started working with the Sabres, that was at the time of Four Falls of Buffalo, which you were involved. So where does this one rank with all the other project that you've done?
Oh, well, that's hard.
I'm here
like
asking
my children.
The hard questions. Hey, it's always a favorite
this
one.
This is, I will say, I'm very proud of this one because it is 95 minutes long and we did it essentially with a skeleton crew. I mean, it was, and let me give a shout out, by the way, to the crew.
Yep.
Scott Balzer, who's been editing this, you know, let me just explain too, like our job is also to cover the Sabres. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's been pretty exciting lately.
Yeah,
and there's been a lot going on. So we're covering everything that's going on with the team and also editing this documentary basically like in our spare time, keep saying it's not really, but you know, and so he's been hours and hours and hours editing it. Amazing. And also digging through the archives to find all these old calls and everything and old, you know, Empire sports clips and stuff. And Andy Quinn, who was with us, the three of us are the ones that went to Prague, who's been tremendous in helping me figure out, you know, the story. So as we lay out the story, and then it's like, well, this should go there. And that, what if we try that there? And helping with a lot of the technical stuff and the graphics and everything. And he's just awesome. So shout out to them. And so I'm just really proud that the three of us did this together, because putting on, you know, creating a documentary of this length is not an easy task. For
it's not a 45-second TikTok video. That's
no,
for sure,
no, so. And we didn't have a, you know, audio engineer with us and all, you know, all of our gear, because you're trying to get it from here to there, and it's difficult to transport gear across.
Well, let's pause on us talking about it for a second and just give people a little bit more of a taste of, you know, where Dom grew up and just how impactful that is in his story.
I admire him the most was the perseverance and the willingness to wait for the right opportunity. Because knowing that you're the best in Europe and you can always go back, and, you know, if you look at it from the financial side, you know, be well off, just to have the, you know, the stubbornness to prove that he is the best, even on the other side of the pond, is something that sticks for me, because I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
Can you believe that you've known him for 50-something years?
Yeah, and he's still Misha. He's not Dom, he's Misha for me.
So it's our Dom.
It's our Dom.
Yeah, it's our Dom.
Yeah.
Were you always a goaltender?
Yes, I was a goaltender since first practice. Even I don't live in Pardubice anymore, Pardubice will be always my hometown, because I spent the greatest time of my life over there. with the great people and with many of my teammates. So without my family and without my hometown, I would never be the same person. I would never maybe became the hockey player.
Always the Goalie premieres on Sunday right here on MSG and, of course, on the Sabres digital channels. When you see that, you think what?
I think I can't wait for everyone to see everything that precedes that in the
yes.
film.
Yeah.
Oh, precedes that. So you're giving it, this is like past halfway point. Like
yes.
we've passed like his childhood.
Yes,
so
he's
you want
very reflective there. So, yeah.
Okay.
You the context that everyone will have, you'll understand why he's saying all those things and who those gentlemen are in the room with him.
Yeah, and I love the score, like the music. It kind of draws you in with the emotion of him talking and all of it. It's awesome. Now, we want to know a little bit more about you.
Me?
Michelle. So, yes.
You already had the most, you know, the greatest hockey player in the world
no.
show. Now I got to follow that and be
you
interesting.
You got to follow that. Okay. So, here's the thing.
Well, we didn't do old tweets with Dom.
We didn't do old tweets with Dom because we didn't want to go down. But with Sam, we started doing a segment called Old Tweets. And you had some interesting tweets back in the days, like 10, 12, 15 years ago. So let's start with one, which I would think that your daughter's probably 15 now, around there. So about 15 years ago, you tweeted that baby is paying attention to the Lindy Ruff press conference, and we're going to get the tweet right here. It says, the baby stopped playing and gave her full attention to the TV while Lindy was talking. Is this still a tactic used in the household when you want to get your daughter's attention?
Not that particular one, because if this 15 years ago, yeah, no, she, it's funny, she loves sports, but not watching sports as much anymore.
Oh, really?
The younger one, however, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. The younger one watched four balls of Buffalo
like
the other day.
That, like,
I don't remember tweeting that at all. I wonder what was going on. What was it, April it said?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, okay, well, that maybe is a trick for new moms and new dads out there. Your baby is not cooperating. Put a Lindy Ruff press conference, and it's going to work. Okay, how about this? Now we have something in common. I love frozen pizza. Like getting a frozen pizza, putting it in, late snack.
You know I love frozen pizza.
So this is another one of those tweets where you says, you're sad, frozen pizza for dinner. Sadder, I'm really excited about it. So are you still a frozen pizza enthusiast?
Absolutely. And now I'm secure enough in myself to say I don't need to be sad about being excited about it. Like, who cares? Like, frozen pizza is delicious.
Yeah, like, I love after a game, I get home, I'm hungry, and sometimes I'll make a stop at the grocery store, grab a frozen pizza, and just it takes, you know, no time, 20 minutes, and it's good.
I keep several in the freezer at all times because you never know when you're going to want one.
And I know you love goalies. You've always loved goalie. Obviously, working on this Dominik Hasek, you know, feature was one. Did you ever want to marry any of the Sabres goalie? And I'm saying that because years ago, you put a marriage proposal on Twitter saying, marry me Enrot. We can get a brother husband's thing going. So explain this. Like, you wanted, you made a proposal to Jonas Enrot on Twitter at the time.
Well, I think brother husbands must have been a play off sister wives. So I was thinking, I was already married. So the two of them could live in the house with me. I mean, I would not mind having two husbands. My husband is amazing. He does so much. But imagine how much less I would have to do if I had two really great husbands. I don't know what Jonas did at the time, but
when did we last talk to Jonas? Like, not too
couple
long.
Months ago. A
couple months ago. Yeah. I wish I had had that tweet and said, listen, you had people that put marriage proposal on social media back in the day. So
I did say that my younger daughter was going to be named Ryan if we had won, if the U.S. had won gold in the Olympics that winter when Ryan Miller was the starting goalie. And her name is Samantha.
That was in 2010 at the Vancouver Olympics, right?
So. Michelle, we have to fly. Thank you so much. That was amazing. And
won't make you wait 10 more years. We'll have you on, talk about other features.
More tweets.
Thank you for everything. And we're really looking forward to Always the Goalie as it premieres on Sunday. And, of course, we're looking forward to the next game for the Sabres, which is tomorrow against Montreal. And all the remaining home games here at KeyBank Center, we want you in the building. Purchase a 5-game plus pack and receive a bonus 6th game for free. You can pick the games and matchups that work best for you. And the Sabres will include the April 15th matchup with the Stars at no extra cost. Offer ends tomorrow. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. Back after this.